The Association of Classical and Christian Schools presents Repairing the Ruins, the 2017 ACCS Annual Conference, copyright 2017. You may make additional copies of this recording for use by your school, but please do not sell any copies of the recording. Learn more about classical Christian education and the ACCS at classicalchristian.org.
In January of 1913, Professor G.H. Hardy received an odd letter. The envelope was covered in stamps with a return address reading Madras, India. His interest piqued, Hardy swiftly opened the letter only to discover pages and pages of mathematical equations and theorems. Hardy, a professor of pure mathematics at Cambridge, was delighted. He then discovered beneath all of the equations, the signature of someone with whom he was completely unfamiliar, S. Ramanujan. Astounded by the brilliance and significance of the equations, Hardy replied immediately to the letter inviting Ramanujan to the college to be published. Upon his arrival, Hardy asked Ramanujan for the proofs of his theorems. Ramanujan, a bit confused, replied that he had none. In fact, Ramanujan hadn't shown any work at all. Hardy was baffled, wondering how Ramanujan could have discovered such brilliant mathematical formulas without any apparent reference to a logical process. When asked for an explanation, Ramanujan simply answered, "It just comes to me." Ramanujan explained that he was not chiefly concerned with logical analysis, but rather he saw math as a pure reflection of divine beauty and order. He once said to Hardy, "An equation has no meaning to me unless it expresses a thought of God." Ramanujan didn't arrive at mathematical truths based on their logical consistency, but based on their reflection of the beauty and balance that he saw in the universe. As an artist sees a beautiful image in his mind and paints it, Ramanujan saw a beautiful equation and wrote it down. Despite his unorthodox methods, nearly all of Ramanujan's equations, when subjected to logical proof, were shown to be correct. To this day, scholars are mystified as to how Ramanujan discovered all that he did without the use of rational proofs. Though his methods seemed mysterious in the modern Western world, Ramanujan's story is a testament to a concept that has been around for centuries. It is a concept called poetic knowledge. Thomas Aquinas defines poetic knowledge as the immediate, direct apprehension of reality that inspires wonder and awe. The phrase poetic knowledge is an attempt to capture the intuitive response that human beings have when faced with things that are beautiful, mysterious, and emotional. It's an attempt to describe an experience that humans as a whole find difficult to put into words. The mysterious feeling of wonder and awe when humans listen to a beautiful piece of music or see a great work of art, or the indescribable experience of standing on a mountain's edge and staring at the vastness of the earth. It is the experience of truth that causes man to reflect on things greater than himself. The intuitive sense of greater, more infinite truths of beauty, love, and God that humans cannot immediately account for with their logic or reason. It is the idea that it is not just the human mind that experiences reality, but the human soul as well. In the modern age of science and reason, the idea of a sensory-emotional experience leading man to truth is often dismissed. However, poetic knowledge has been, for centuries, accepted as an integral part of what it means to be human. The ancient Greeks believed that true knowledge consisted of both man's scientific and poetic modes of learning. They believed that the logical mind was simply one instrument by which man ascertained knowledge, a human function only relating to the finite truths of this earth. Likewise, intuitive poetic responses represented a different connection to greater infinite truths, truths deeper and more fundamental than logic. Together, both pieces composed the complete man, with mind and soul working in harmony. This was the lens through which human beings viewed the universe for centuries. However, the arrival of the scientific revolution and the Enlightenment brought with it a new definition of knowledge. René Descartes, perhaps the most famous Enlightenment thinker, was dissatisfied with the conclusions of the ancient scholastics because, in his mind, they were unable to provide a concrete, rational, definitive basis for what they believed to be true. He thus began a process of doubting every truth he thought he knew until he could find a logical foundation for truth that was indisputable. Descartes' writings set a new precedent for knowledge in the modern world. Everything is doubtable until proven irrefutably by reason alone. James Taylor, author of a book entitled Poetic Knowledge, writes, "Basically, Descartes has isolated one mode of knowledge, that of mathematical certainty, and then imposed it on all the others. Further, he has changed the traditional meaning of the term intuition and then insisted that all knowledge, to be valid, carry with it the clarity and precision of a solved problem." The concept of intuitive poetic knowledge of truth was replaced with the assumption that all knowledge was false until systematically proven. The problem with Descartes' new definition of knowledge is that it cannot account for any intuitive experiences of greater, transcendent truths like beauty and love. These experiences, because they are not able to be definitively supported by reason, are dismissed as mere feelings with no actual connection to reality. Knowledge is limited to finite, material reality, and any notion of a greater infinite being beyond man's logical understanding is invalid. This view is still pervasive today. It is so difficult to find holistic, fundamental, all-encompassing truth about the universe because man has lost the part of himself that is able to find it, his poetic knowledge. A renewal of poetic knowledge is the only way to restore man's ability to know the whole truth about the universe and about God. Poetic knowledge is essential to the pursuit of truth. A Christian's pursuit of truth is represented by three categories of knowledge: knowledge of the Bible, knowledge of the natural world, and knowledge of human nature. Poetic knowledge is essential for true understanding of all three categories. First, man's poetic knowledge is essential for full understanding of biblical truth. This is true because in order to accept the inerrancy of Scripture, one must accept the supernatural nature of the Bible. Often, scholars disagree on whether this is called inerrancy or infallibility, but the essential truth that all Christians agree upon is that the Bible is the true communication of God's words to man. The idea of God's perfect, infinite truth being relayed through man's finite and limited language and yet containing no error is an idea that defies logic. It is mysterious and hard to understand, and yet it is a truth that is crucial to the Christian faith. This belief in the divine, supernatural nature of the Bible is a poetic belief. It is not measurable or empirically observable. Rather, belief in the divinely inerrant nature of the Bible is so clear, so foundational, that it serves as the very basis upon which all other knowledge is built. This is poetic knowledge. The immediate recognition of the divine, the intuitive sense of the supernatural nature of the Bible, is an essentially poetic action. Jonathan Edwards describes this idea of experiencing God when reading the Bible. He writes, "As I read the words, there came into my soul a sense of the glory of the divine being, a new sense, quite different from anything I ever experienced before." Here, Edwards describes a poetic reading of the Bible, allowing its words to fill him with the intuitive, immediate sense of God's presence and his divine beauty and perfection. This intuitive, poetic experience of the Scriptures as the divine words of God is essential to apprehending the Scriptures' divine, supernatural, inerrant nature. Second, poetic knowledge is essential for understanding truth found in creation. The created world, far from merely being a place to live, holds deep significance for man's view of the Creator. God has intentionally created the world to reflect him. And the only way for man to truly perceive this reflection is by viewing the world poetically. The Psalms clearly teach that God's attributes are reflected in his creation. From the largest mountain to the smallest blade of grass, everywhere in nature, man can see God's majesty, beauty, wisdom, and power. Psalm 19 states that the heavens declare the glory of God and the skies proclaim the work of his hands. Psalm 104 teaches readers that every tiny detail in nature reflects a good God. Everything in creation speaks to God's great order, wisdom, and beauty. As John Piper writes, God means for us to be stunned and awed by his work of creation. He means for us to always look at his creation and say, if the work of his hands is so full of wisdom and power and grandeur and majesty and beauty, what must this God be like in himself? This act of allowing creation to point us to God is a poetic act. It is the knowledge of God that only occurs when man intuitively realizes that such a glorious creation could only be the work of an even more glorious creator. While scientific observation can reveal the great complexities of the universe, only through poetic knowledge can man see the beauty, the order, and the goodness of those complexities, thereby moving him to reflect on the beauty, order, and goodness of God. Rational observation of creation alone cannot reveal the nature of God to man. It is like an artist who creates a work of art. Imagine that an artist creates a masterpiece, yet the viewers pay no heed to the beauty or meaning of the work. Instead, they are concerned with the chemicals composing the paint, the nature of the canvas material, and the fibers of the brush that the artist used. The viewers are so preoccupied with the scientific details that they miss the beauty and the meaning. They are looking at the picture, but they do not see the art. One can imagine the great distress and frustration that the artist would feel. He has labored to create something beautiful, to reflect meaning, and to delight the viewer. And yet, the viewer would much rather reduce his labor to brushstrokes and chemical compounds. This is essentially what man is doing when he fails to see the universe through a poetic lens. Reason alone cannot account for the overwhelming feeling of wonder humans feel when they stand on the grass and stare at the sky. Science cannot quantify the power and majesty in a thunderstorm or the simple beauty in a field of flowers. Only man's poetic knowledge of the universe can cause him to reflect on the greater, transcendent qualities of creation that reflect the Creator himself. Though poetic knowledge is necessary to fully apprehend truth, many are still skeptical about poetic knowledge and its connection to truth. More specifically, opponents claim that poetic knowledge cannot be a valid way to learn truth because it relies on the subjective experiences of flawed human beings. This objection is understandable. Logic and reason seem so objective and reliable, so a mode of knowledge that cannot be verified by reason seems fundamentally unreliable. However, the entire significance of poetic knowledge is that it describes and reveals what cannot be described and revealed by logic. It is not a mode of knowledge that contradicts or undermines logic, but rather complements logic and provides the necessary knowledge that logic cannot provide. A finite, earthly mode of knowledge cannot even begin to describe truths that are infinite and supernatural. However, despite man's limited understanding, God has given man the innate knowledge of him. Though man cannot understand God's invisible, infinite qualities rationally, he can understand them poetically. To say that poetic knowledge is unreliable because it is not verifiable through logic is not a true objection, because the entire significance of poetic knowledge lies in its ability to provide man with the knowledge that logic alone cannot. So yes, poetic knowledge is not verifiable through logic, but that's what makes it so important. Thirdly and finally, man's poetic knowledge is essential for understanding human nature and the truth it reveals about God. One cannot even begin to discuss the nature of man without acknowledging the Imago Dei. Man's godlikeness is his defining feature, and it is a fundamentally poetic quality. Christians have, for centuries, struggled to define what it means that man is made in the image of God. Some claim that man's reason sets him apart. Still others believe that man's actual physical appearance is the image of God in him. The Bible is virtually silent on the matter, proclaiming that man is made in God's image, yet refraining from defining exactly what that means. John Piper concludes that the Imago Dei is supposed to be mysterious. He posits that the true nature of man's godlikeness cannot be fully known unless God is fully known. The Imago Dei is mysterious because God is mysterious. All that the Bible reveals is that something about man reflects God's nature. Piper writes, "Man is man, complex physical spiritual being, in his wholeness, not his parts, is like God. The Imago Dei is that in man which constitutes him as he who God loves." This is a poetic view of man. Human beings are not simply rational animals. They are complex spiritual and physical beings that somehow in their wholeness reflect the one true, almighty, and powerful God. This reflection is what causes God to love man above all the rest of his creation, loving man so much that even when he blatantly rejected God, God chose to become flesh and endure man's punishments for his sins. This definition of man far surpasses all logical understanding. And yet, man experiences this truth poetically every day when he experiences God's immeasurable love for him. Man can only reach this definition of the Imago Dei through his poetic knowledge. To summarize, man's poetic knowledge is his only means of grasping the whole truth. It is only through poetic knowledge that man can fully ascertain the truth found in Scripture, in creation, and in himself. Man's poetic knowledge is his ability to transcend the limits of the finite world into the infinite realm of God's eternal truth, goodness, and beauty. Pure logic and reason cannot produce a complete knowledge of the truth, because the truth in its entirety is so much greater than reason can quantify. An understanding of poetic knowledge and its relationship to truth is especially crucial in a postmodern world that finds itself struggling to define what truth even means. Descartes redefined truth as that which could only be proven through logic and reason. Any truth beyond logic was dismissed as not real. To many, the Enlightenment seemed to be a massive step in the pursuit of ultimate knowledge. However, though man made great gains in the fields of science, he made great sacrifices elsewhere. Ironically, the relentless pursuit of objectivity led to more subjectivity than ever before. When truth is defined as that which can only be verified through logic, anything man encounters that he cannot verify in this way suddenly becomes unknowable. Any truth about invisible things, beauty, love, the soul, God himself, becomes wishful thinking with no real bearing on reality. Suddenly, a person cannot truly know that his parents love him. He cannot prove that the world is beautiful, and he cannot possibly make objective statements about an invisible God that he can't even see. Any knowledge of greater, transcendent things, because it cannot be ratified through empirical data, is reduced to mere opinion or preference. It is for this reason that the Western world has seen a continual decline in objective truth. As Stratford Caldecott, author of Beauty for Truth's Sake, writes, "Deprived of a spiritual foundation, human reason churns away confidently for a few generations, but eventually it comes to a halt because it finds that the world has been ground to dust and ashes which clog up the machinery. For the truth that reason seeks is not within its own unaided reach." Humans need poetic knowledge to understand the great truths about reality that science and reason cannot account for. Logic cannot explain why hearing beautiful music brings us so much joy. Science can't quantify the delight and wonder we experience when staring at an open blue sky. And though he dealt with mathematics, even Ramanujan could not explain the beauty, balance, and order that he saw in his equations. But the mysterious nature of these experiences does not degrade their truth value. Though they are unfathomable by man's reason, God has instilled man with the ability to know these truths poetically. It is only through poetic knowledge that man can experience a small glimpse of the vast, boundless, infinite truth, goodness, and beauty that is God, moving him to bow down before his Maker in humble worship and adoration. Thank you.